Rav, as you say, look what your Talmud, what's going on here. Look at the way your Talmud does. He gets his foot full of blood and dirties up your house. Or Malay, so Rav Yosef answered back, no, it's a very good thing that he's doing. Yehei Rav, like Avrocham, Detorim Reishecho Akuna Karcho. His head should be picked up on top of the whole city. In other words, like Rashi says, Tiyeh Rosh Yeshivas HaKrach. He should be the Rosh Yeshiva in this Krach. In other words, B'schar Zeh, that he was no Yikovah to his Rebbe, he was likely to be the Rosh Yeshiva of the Krach. Mor says, Omer Rabbi Alexandria, Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that HaMispalel Tzorah Shiyafsiya Sholosh Psiyas Lachuruf. When somebody is davening Shimon Esrei, and he finishes Shimon Esrei, he's supposed to take 3 steps backwards. V'yachakach yitin shalom. And if you take your 3 steps back, then you give shalom as if you're saying goodbye to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we'll soon see, that's what we say, Oysa shalom, b'mayimah v'yasa shalom. We say shalom twice. Once you bow down on your left side, then you bow down on your right side. We'll soon see. Omalei Rav Mordechai. Rav Mordechai said like this, Kiven sheposa sholosh psiyos lachuruf. As soon as you took your 3 steps back when you finished davening Shmon Esrei, hosom iboyle lemekum. You have to wait a while. So walk 3 steps back and wait there. Moshe, it's a Moshe, le Talmud, to a Talmud, a student. Hanifte mi Rabbi, he's going away from his Rebbe. Im chayzel yalt de doyma le kelev sheshav akeir. So when he walks away from his Rebbe, if right away he runs back in front of him, it looks like a dog that returns back akeir on his vomit. In other words, it's not there of cover to the Shechina, to the Eibishtom, if you walk away from him, to right away walk back. So therefore, when you take the 3 steps back, you're supposed to wait there, and the Lachar is supposed to wait there, Kedei Hilich Dal Damas, a few seconds, and then walk back. And Rashi says, Hosim Yibonu Lamekim, Bimokim Shapsiyas Kalos, when you finish your 3 steps, V'loy Lachsali Alten, don't walk right back. V'yim Loyosa Kain, that's right there. It's in other words, if you just take 3 steps back, and right away you go forwards, it's like a Talmud leaving his Rebbe, and right away he comes back. What do you mean come back? No, you go and walk the other way and forwards. So really, your back is towards your Rebbe. In other words, you're showing that you first took 3 steps back, you didn't mean anything. You didn't really mean to go away from Hashem, but they were covered. But rather, right away, you started to walk back as if to mean you never meant to walk away, but they were covered. That's blaming like a caliph to a dog that goes back, I'll kill you on his vomit. That's not a nice thing. There also, if you take your 3 steps back, you want to give cover to Hashem, stay there and wait there. That shows that you're going away from Hashem now, from the Makom Hashchina, but they're covered. And then you take it 3 steps back again. Like Rashi says, like the Shechina, when you're davening, the Shechina should be like in front of you. That's the way you're supposed to feel. So you have to take it 3 steps back, but they're covered. The verse is Vaita. Tanya Nami Yochi. HaMispalel, whoever is davening Shmon Esrei, Sora Shiafsiya, Sholosh Tzias Lachuruf. You have to take 3 steps backwards. The Yachakach Yitin Shalom. And then you first give Shalom after you took your 3 steps back. The Yim Lo Yosakein, if somebody did not do like that, Royuloish Lo Hispalel. You're better off as if you did not daven. So Rashi says, V'yim Lo Yosakein, Nira Kimish Lo Nota Rashus Li Lipoter. If you don't take your 3 steps back and stay there, it looks like you didn't ask Rashus to leave from the Eibishtah. In other words, you did a bizon, you're not doing something nice. Mel, the Gemara says, V'ro, V'roh loy shlei espalu means royal loy shlei espalu. You're better off that you didn't daven. Claimer, noya choyaloy im loy espalu. You're better off if you didn't daven. K'moy royal loy shlei bol yerlim. In other words, if you didn't daven, you weren't mavazer Hashem. But now that you daven and you did not take your 3 steps back nicely and you did not wait there, that's considered like you're mavazer. You're doing something not nice to Hashem. Then you're worse off. So the kitzur is the aloch. You're supposed to take 3 steps back and stay there and wait there for a few seconds. From this Reb Shmaya was said over that Shenoisin Shalom Limin, the Yachakach L'Smur, like you have to bow first to your right and then to your left and give Shalom both times, like we do. We say Oisah Shalom B'Mroimah, we bow down to our left, and then Hu Yaseh Shalom, we bow down to our right. Shenemer brings a Rai, you should do it to your right side first, and we'll soon see which right side does it mean. Does it mean your right side, or does it mean the right side of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So now we're going to bring a Rai, you have to have the right side. All right, turn over. So the Pasuk says, Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Miyaminoi Eish Das Lomoi. Like his right hand, the Torah was given on his right hand, Mashma, that's the more chasher, but that's the more respectful hand, always do your right side first. The Yaimer, another Pasuk says, Yipo Mitzid Chalef, on left side will fall 1,000, or Revovim Mimenecha,
and 10,000 is on your right side. Mashma, the right side is mukhoshif. Fret the Gemara, my viyoma, what do I need a second pasuk for? Maybe you tell me urcha de milsahi. It's not the pshat that the right hand is more chashiv, more respectful, but just that's the normal manner you do is the right. If you want to do the left, it's also good. Hey, urcha de milsahi, it's the normal manner. Lemeisav yamin, to give in your right hand. Tashma, we bring another pasuk, no. Yipa mitzich elav avavim minecho, to show us that the right hand type is more chashiv. So Rashi says, Hayomin sevelas revolver mizikin. The right hand can hold 100 mazikin. So Rashi bechitaim urchayu sheyamin muchenes l'shtamesh bo. Your right hand is ready to do things for you. Lekach nitnu aluchas biyamin. That's why Hashem gave the luchas in his right hand. For lav chashivusad yamini. Not because the right hand is more chashiv, is more respectful. And ever bring a raya, no. For the next pasuk mashma, the yamin is more chashiv, is more respectful. More vayta. Rovo chazio liabaya, rovo sur abaya, diyoyim shalom liyaminoi pereisha. That first he gave shalom to his right side. Notice he bowed down to his right side first. Oysa shalom, he said, bow to his right side. Omalei, so rovo told back to abaya, mi savrit liyamin didoch, do you hold that it means he's supposed to bow down to your right? Lismol didoch kamina, it was meant to say your left side, to have yamina shalakonish borchu. That you have to feel as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shekhin, is standing in front of you. So if you bow down to your left side, that's the right side of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Omer Rav Chiyah B'rei de Rav Huna. Oh, let's rush in this. Rash L'smol didoch, Ti Yeminesh L'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hey, to your left side, that's the right side of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sheha Mespalel, the person is davening, Roya Atzmoy Kilo Shekhin L'mol Ponuf. You have to visualize as if the Shekhin is in front of you. Shenema Shivisi Hashem L'negdi Somet. Therefore, you're supposed to bow down to your left side, which is the right side of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And then you bow down to your right side, which is the left side of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And you give shalom both times, like we say, Oysa shalom ben Roimov, hu yasa shalom. Omer Rav Chiyah B'rei de Rav Huna, Chazino l'hun Abaye, that I saw Abaye v'rov, Abaye and Rovo, the apasilu shalosh psiyos v'chriyachas. When they took the 3 steps backwards, it was v'chriyachas, means with one bowing down. In other words, when you take your 3 steps back, you're also supposed to be bowing down. So before you start to take your 3 steps down, before you start to take your 3 steps back, that's what's brought down halacha, you're first supposed to bow down, and then while you're bowing down, when your body is still bent forwards, then you're supposed to take your 3 steps back, and then you turn to your left side and say, Eisa Shalom B'Maimov, then you turn to your right side and say, Yasa Shalom, Aleinu, then you go to the front and middle and say, Eisa Shalom. That's the way you're supposed to do it. But it's supposed to be b'kriyachas with one bowing down. And this is the halacha the Rambam brings down like that. But this is also a mitzvah kriya b'shas tefillah. Not only we say the bracha by moedim, but hu adin at the end when you take it 3 steps back, also it's supposed to be b'kriyachas, supposed to be with the bowing down. Right. Then the Mishnah says, "Hamispalot tefilok tzara beveis achitzen." After the Kohen Gadol got finished doing the Ketoros and he came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, when he was in the Heichel, he's supposed to say a small tefillah. My matzli, what did he daven there? Is Rov bar Rav Ado, for Rovin bar Rav Ado, Tavayu Mishmei de Rav Amri. They both said over in the name of Rav that he wrote several for Nechva Hashem Lakenu. Shetayshon ezu atiz haKodesh Baruch Hu b'kasha this year. Should be kishuma ushchuna. It should be a rainfall, a lot of rain. Ushchuna should be very hot. Fred Gemara shchuna ma'al yasehi. Is it good to be hot? Like who wants hot weather? Who enjoys hot weather? Shchuna very hot is no good. Eleima, but this is what the Kohen Gadol meant to say. This is what you have to say. Im shchuna, if the year is supposed to be hot, akol ponim tei kishuma. It should also be a lot of rain, so the rain will counteract the heat. Ravacha braid the Rav of Messiah Bo Mishmei the Rav Yehuda. He ended off with the name of Rav Yehuda, but the Kohen Gadol also says this tefillah, that Lo Yadi Ovid Shulten Midibes Yehuda. The Shulten, the rulership, should never leave the Shevet Yehuda. For Lo Yiyu Amcho Yisrael Tzrichim Lafani Zemizir. And Klai Yisrael should not have to come onto Panosah Zemizir. In other words, there should be no Aniyim in Klai Yisrael. Everybody should have their own Panosah. For Lo Yitikones Lefonecho Tefilas Orvid Rochim. And the people that are traveling, that tefillah should not enter HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, people that are traveling on the road, they don't want rain to come down, because it's hard to travel when it's raining. But really, we need rain. The people that have farms, have fields, need rain. So therefore, like a tefillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not listen to the people that are traveling on the road when they daven, it should not rain, because really rain is good for us. Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, Havi Ko'ozo B'Yurcho, when this tzaddik, Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, was walking in the road, Shoda Mitrolei, it started to rain once, and the rain came down on top of him. Is Oma, so he said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Kol Olam Kulo Benachas, everybody is very happy, it's all the farmers that are in the house, for them, they're very happy, they're benachas, and it's raining now. They want the rain to come down. But the rain is not bothering them because they're home. Over the chanin of its sarm. But me chanin, I'm on the road, and by me, the rain is bothering me. So Mela HaKadosh Baruch Hu did was posak mitro. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the rain stop. He also lebeisei, later when Reb Chanina reached his home, his omri stavin back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, Ribbono Shel Olam, kol olam kulo b'tzarim. The whole world, in other words, all the farmers now feel very bad that it's not raining. The Chanina Benachas and me, I'm at home, and for me, I don't care if it rains really or not, because I don't have any property. So I should be Benachas, that's also not nice. It's like you use Mespalli, daven back to Hashem, Hashem should let it start raining again. As the Gemara of the Maisa was, also Mitra and Echnami, the rain started to come down again. After Sadek from Chanina, Ben Doisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to him. So Gemara says like a Dugmaza, Omer Rabbi Yosef, Mayahani lay Tlusa the Kohen Gadol Lagave Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. Like, what does it help that the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur Lagave Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa? In other words, Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa tefillah helped much more than the Kohen Gadol's tefillah. So the Gemara, turn around, Rabbanan. Mice had once happened a story the Kohen Gadol Echod Sheherich b'tefilosoi. He started to daven a little bit too long. He stayed in the Heichel and was davening there. V'nimnu ocha v'kanim likonis, and all the kanim outside got afraid, they didn't know what happened to him, maybe he died, so they decided to come inside to the heichel to see where he is. Is likonis achrov, is his chilu hein nichnostim, the whole the kanim started to come in. V'u yaitse, at that time he started to come out. Is omrula, so the kanim said back to the kohen gadol, mifnei mahe rachta v'tfilosko, why were you davening so long? But the Mishnah says you're not supposed to. Omalahim, so the kohen gadol answered back, Kosher b'yeinechem, is it so bad in your eyes? She is falalti aleichem, that I daven for your sake. For ya beisamigdish lo yichorer, I daven that there should not be a churban abayis. Omuloi, yes, the Kohanim said back to him, al tirogo lasas kain, don't be rogo, don't be used to doing such a thing like this. No, you did something wrong. Don't daven long tefillis. Shirei sheninu, our Mishnah says, lo yho yamarech b'tfilosoi, you're not supposed to be marech, don't daven too long. Kedesh lo lahaves es Yisrael, in order that the rest of Klai Yisrael should not be scared, is they're waiting outside to see if the Kohen Gadol made it alive or not. Did he come out alive or not, or was he killed? So it depends if he was a tzaddik or not. So everybody's waiting to see what happened, so don't keep them in suspense, rather come right out. And just daven your small tefillah, like the Mishnah says. So the Mishnah Vayta. Mishenitel Oren. After the Churban of the Bayis Rishon, the Oren was taken away from the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, by the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni, there was no Oren there. We'll see in the Gemara exactly how it was taken away. Is Evan Hoy Sashom. So B'Shas the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni, there was a stone there in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And Miyamois Nevi'im Rishonim. It was Nizgala, was known by the time of the Nevi'im Rishonim, which was David HaShmuel Zatrashi, the first Masechta Saita. U'Shasiyah Hoy Sinikras. The name of the stone was Shasiyah. It was called Evan Shasiyah. And Gevoyim Minoritz Shalosh Hatzbois. It stuck up, it was elevated from the ground, 3 tefachim. The stone maybe was much bigger, but it stood up above the ground, 3 etzbois. I mean, not tefachim, 3 etzbois, 3 fingers. The Oleho Hoyunoisin. And on top of this stone, the Kohen Gadol would put the machta, the pan full of coals, and on that, he would burn the keteros. Now, after the Kohen Gadol got finished doing the keteros on Yom Kippur, not the less Adam, he went outside, and he took the dam, the blood of his par, that he already made the shechita before, in the Kabbalah before, from the Kohen that in between now, in this time, was mixing the blood. Today the blood should not jello up, get hard. So there was a Kohen all this time mixing the blood. So now the Kohen Gadol went back into the Azara to take this dam from that Kohen. Now the Kohen Gadol went the second time back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Omad, and he stood, the Mokim Shomad, in the same place where he stood to bring the Keteris. But now he was inside the second time to do what? With the blood he has of his power to make the Hazois. Vehiza Mimenu, and he spritzed with his hand, with his etzba, with his finger. Achas Lamala, one spritz was facing upwards. In other words, he like put his hand down and threw his hand upwards. that the blood should go upwards, v'shevel amata. And then Kvaker, he had his hands upwards, facing, then he threw it downwards, that seven times it should be downwards, the hazoyes adam. The blood should be spritzed. Should be spritzed in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, right in front of the Oren. Like we'll soon see later on exactly how he did it. He didn't really make it like one was above on top of the Keter or the Oren, and seven was on the bottom. Ela kematlif. Rather, it looked like somebody whipped somebody. In other words, it went like straight down in a row. Like one was higher up, then a little bit lower, a little bit lower, a little bit lower. Not that Pshat was one was all the way up and seven was all the way down, but rather went gradually down. This is the way the Kohen Gadol would count when he made these hazois. Achas. First he did the one lamala, and the mitzvah was only to do one lamala. So he said achas. Then when he did the first one of lamata facing downwards, he says achas v'achas. One and one. In other words, I did one already upwards, and now I'm doing one downwards. Then he says achas ashtayim. Again, it means one upwards and two downwards. Achas ashalish, one upwards and three downwards. Achas v'yarba, one up, four down. Achas v'chomish, one up, five down. Achas v'sheish and achas v'sheva. That's the way he used to count. Now, when he finished doing the hazois of the par, of the down from the par, yotzo the Kohen Gadol would go outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'henicho al kan hazov shebechel. He would put down this mizrak, this klisharis that he's holding that has the blood of the par. Like he didn't get finished doing all the zrikas of the dam of the par yet. He only got finished doing the hazois in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Well, soon later he had to do more hazois in the Hechel. So in the meantime, he put this kan, he put this mizrak, this kli, full of the blood down on a kan, on a stand in the Az Hechel, which is made out of gold. Now, hevi lo yesasoyer. He went outside into the Azoro, and there he had the soyer, which was the Goru went on Lashem, which is making now for Chatas. Shoachatu, the Kohen Gadol makes the Shechita on this Sirizim for the Chatis, Lashem, the Kibub Mizruk, as Domai, then the Kohen Gadol themselves does the Avoidus Kabbalah, he receives the blood in the Mizruk, in the Klisharis, Nichnas, now he comes in the third time into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Lemokim Shenichnas, he goes into the same place that he went in before, into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Yomad, then he stands, the Mokim Shomad, in the same place he stood before, the Hizonimenu, and again with the Dam HaSoyer, now he also has the Spritz, one up and seven lamata. And the Mishnah next block we'll see exactly how do you know this. How do you know up, one up and seven down? But the same halacha, v'hizim emenu achas lamala. One, he spritz the blood towards upwards. V'shev lamata, and seven spritzing downwards. And this blood did not touch the urine. It was just spritzed like in front of the urine, but all the blood just landed on the floor in front of the urine. It was only a question, how did you throw the blood? Did you throw it upwards or did you throw it downwards? The same thing, this is the way he would count when he made the azois of the dam of the soyer. Achas, one lamala, one upwards, then achas v'yachas, one up and one down, achas ashtayim, and kaseid v'non. Now, yotza, when he got finished with the dam of the soyer, again he left the Kodesh HaKadoshim and went outside into the Hechel, v'henicho alkan hazov hasheini shebechel. And he put down now this mizrak, this kli that has the blood of the soyer, on the stand, the second stand in the Hechel, also made out of gold. That's what the Tanakam holds. There were two kanan, there were two stands there, told these two mizrokim of the Dam HaPar and the Dam HaSoyer. We have Yehudu, and Rabbi Yehudu says, no, Loiho Yishom Elakan Echod. There was only one stand there, Bavad. How did it work? That Notal Dam HaPar, now when he came back out again, he took in his hand again, he picked up the Dam HaPar, the kli that was holding the Dam HaPar, the Niach Dam HaSoyer. Now he put down on top of that one stand the Dam HaSoyer that he just got finished with. The leftover blood that was in the mizrak that he first received when he shechted the soyer. Now he has the dam hapar in his hand, and he's standing in the hechel outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now he starts doing a second step now of hazois. He's in Emenu ala preches. He's standing in the hechel and he's facing towards the marav, towards the preches, and he starts to be mazeh, throws the blood again towards the preches. Shekineged Oren, which again he's facing marav side, which is towards the Oren, in between, like where the Mokam of the Oren is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's the same place as standing outwards in the Hechel. Mibachutz, on the outside in the Hechel, he's going to spray the dam now towards the Preches, which is just the opposite side of the Oren. Achas Lamal, again, one was upwards. V'sheva Lamat, and seven was downwards. V'lehoyim Skav, in the same thing, he didn't mamish do one upwards and seven downwards. Rather, it was like a stroke going straight down. In other words, one up, a little bit lower, a little bit lower, a little bit lower. the karcho yemoin, and the same thing you count achas one upwards, then achas v'yachas one up, one down, achas v'shtayim, the same thing to achas v'sheva. Then when he got finished with this hazoyis of the dama par, notal dama soyer, now we took the leftover blood of the dama soyer, v'niach dama par, he put down the dama par, v'hiza did the same thing now with the blood of the soyer, of the serizim of this goat. V'hiza v'menu ala preuches, again standing in the heichol, facing the preuches, he made eight hazoyis, shekinegdo yorim v'chutz, standing the opposite side of the Oren, on the outside of the Oren, or the outside of the Prechus in the Hechel, Achas Lamala, one Hazor upwards, Visheva Lamata, and seven downwards. And the same thing, the same count. Now, when he got finished making both of these Hazois in the Hechel, from the Dam HaPar and the Dam HaSoyer, now, Iro Dam HaPar, Lotech Dam HaSoyer, they mixed up together now, the leftover bloods of the Par and the Soyer, Venosan Esamole Bereken. They mix it up very well. They put the full blood into a third kli, an empty kli, in order to mix it up very well. This we'll see later on. This is the next avod you had to do to make this rikas on the mizbech apnim, both the dams mixed together. The Gemara says now, the Mishnah says a lashon of Misha Nignaz Leikatoni. The Mishnah does not say when the Oren was Nignaz was hidden. Ela Misha Nito. The Mishnah rather says when the Oren was taken away. Is Tanan our Mishnah holds command the Yoma Oren Golol Abovel? Like the Man Yoma that says that the Oren B'shach Techurban the Rabbis Rishon Nebuchadnezzar took the Oren to Bovel. The Tani we learned like this: the Machlokes. What happened to the Oren after the Churban Abayis? We have Lezer Vayme Oren Golol Abovel. In a time the Oren was taken to Golis and to Bovel. Shenem the pasuk says Ulishuvas Hashone Sholach Hamelach Nebuchadnezzar Vayivyeho Bavolo Bavolo. In Kli Chemdas Beis Hashem, like the Kli Chemdas, which means the Oren, was taken into Bavel. That's what the Luchanetzer did. And Reb Shimon ben Yochai also holds like this. He also, Oimi also says, Oren Golol Bavel. The Oren was also taken to Golis to Bavel. Shinemar Lo Yoiser Diber Omer Hashem, that it was no more talking. Hashem said. In other words, Lo Yivosa Diber Omer Hashem. It was not left over the Diber. That means Elu Aseres Adibrus. Sheboy. Even the Aseres HaDibros was taken. In other words, the Oren was not left in the Beis HaMikdash anymore, but rather it went to the Golis, it went into Bavel, the Nebuchadnezzar took it into Bavel. That's the way these two hold. We had a mandium before that holds no, that Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Oren Demkoyma Nignas. We had this before, no. The Oren was hidden, was swallowed up like buried in its own place. We had before Yeshayo was gone as it. Shenema the Pasuk says, Vayiru Roshei Habadim Min HaKodesh Al Pnei HaDvir V'lo Yiru HaChutza, should not be seen outside. In other words, the Oren was inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim and you don't see it from outside. But the Pasuk ends off Vayiru Shom Ad Hayoyim Hazer, that the Oren will always be there up until today. Mashma, the Oren is still there even after the Churban, the Bayis HaRishon. The Oren was not taken into Golis, into Bavel, but the Oren was Nignaz, was hidden in its place, swallowed up underneath in the ground within its own place. And we'll see later exactly where it was swallowed up. The more pligi the ula, and this argues on ula. The Yomer ula says that Shol Rabbi Masya ben Chorish, Rabbi Masya ben Chorish asked, as Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi, Beroim in Roim, V'chimiyach Hashem Rabbi Lezer Melamdeinu Pam Rishon Shniyah. After Rabbi Lezer already taught us two different psukim to say that the Oren went to Golus, went to Bovel, that Oren Golul Bovel. Rishon the first pasuk was Hodi Amorin. Vayivyeho bevolo im kli chemdas beis Hashem. So mashma the Oren was also taken. Shniyah the second pasuk was Ma'id. You see what's the second pasuk? Vayaytzim ibas siyoin kol hadoru. And with Hashem Ma'id kol hadoru. What does it mean? Kol hadoru was taken.